Hello, everyone, and it's Spoff, Wes, and Larry coming to you once again from the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. And fellas, today the young fellas started meeting the press. Wes, anything of note come out of that for you?
Well, I think one interesting story was Javaris Leeman from South Carolina State. Now, I don't know, going back to your days at Illinois, if you played with any fathers and sons, but he has the very unique distinction.
I can't remember that long, Wes.
He has the very unique distinction of playing with both Joe Thomas Sr. and his first 2 years playing with Joe Jr. and kind of reminisced a little bit about what that senior day was like and the moment for the 55-year-old running back becoming the oldest Division I football player. Kind of a neat thing. Also mentioned Joe Thomas Jr., really a big guy of inspiration for the kids at South Carolina State. Don't always get a lot of respect at that level, but he's a guy that's always brought it.
Spoff, what did you find interesting from the young fellas?
Well, the running backs today were one of the position groups that spoke with reporters, and it was interesting listening to Christian McCaffrey, the all-everything running back from Stanford. This kid has scored touchdowns four different ways in college, running the ball, catching passes, returning punts and kickoffs, a Heisman Trophy runner-up. His connections to the Packers are kind of fun to kick around. His older brother, Max McCaffrey, joined the Packers as a practice squad wide receiver late last season. His father, Ed McCaffrey, was a wide receiver for the Broncos, who beat the Packers in the Super Bowl about 20 years ago. 19-month-old Christian is pictured running around on that field in San Diego with the confetti falling down. And then the fact that McCaffrey himself is a hybrid type of player, and Stanford's Ty Montgomery with the Packers is becoming one of those hybrid players, having now converted from wide receiver to running back. It's just really interesting, all those connections. Now, will the Packers draft him? Will he be available at 29 in the first round? I have no idea, but it's a great story.
Of course, fellas, today on the docket was Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Ironically enough, the Vikings come up with the news of the day. What'd you think of that, the Adrian Peterson stuff?
Yeah, and obviously we knew that they had put it out there that they weren't going to pick up his option. But the big thing that, you know, when Mike Zimmer went to the floor was saying, well, this is a good opportunity. This is the first time Adrian Peterson is going to be a free agent. So it gives him a chance to see what his value is. But at the same time, he said Peterson also understands how rare it is for a guy to spend his entire career with one organization, how special that can be. So by all accounts, it sounds like the Vikings wish to have him back, but we'll have to see how things play out when free agency starts a week from now.
Spoff, how did the news about Peterson hit you?
Well, Mike Zimmer definitely did not close the door on Peterson coming back to the Vikings, even though they aren't picking up that contract option. But I also found it interesting one thing Zimmer said. A lot of talk in Minnesota. What are they going to do at running back if Peterson doesn't come back? How are they going to fix their offensive line? Mike Zimmer said, hey, just because we've been good on defense in recent years, we aren't going to ignore that side of the ball in the draft just to focus on these other things. We're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul in terms of figuring out their roster and moving forward. So Minnesota definitely taking the long view, not just looking for short-term fixes.
All right, Wes, what's coming up tomorrow? Give us a little preview.
We're going to get on the field here, Larry. I mean, this is going to be where
us? Well, individually?
Nobody wants me on the field.
Are we going to dance like these people?
I can't dance, unfortunately,
me
but all things considered, players finally get on the field. We'll get to see what they can do out there, get to see some 40 times, get to see some offensive linemen run in the 40. And it's always an exciting time to see what, you know, guys come up with and how they respond to that moment.
Spoff, I saw the guys benching today. What's your all-time max, buddy?
I don't know. It doesn't start with a 2, I'll tell you that much.
Fair enough. That's all we have for now. Fortunately, we'll be back with more tomorrow. Larry and Wes and Spa for Packers.com.